Okay, so get this. Today we're diving into a theory that takes the laws of physics and gives them a complete, cosmic makeover. We're talking about the Noelian universe theory, and trust me, this is not going to be your average deep dive.
It's not every day you come across a theory that tries to blend science, religion, and philosophy all into one big explanation for, well, everything.
Right, it's like someone took all the biggest questions about, existence, threw them into a blender and just hit pulse. We've got excerpts from something that on the surface looks like a scientific paper, but then is throwing around quotes from David Lynch 1 minute and then talking about modified Bohmian mechanics the next.
Yeah, it's definitely a wild ride. The key here is to try and keep an open mind as we go through this deep dive. The Noelian universe theory, it really challenges a lot of the traditional scientific thinking.
Challenge accepted. Okay, so where do we even begin? This theory, it keeps mentioning the Noelian axiom like it's the answer to, well, everything.
Well, in a way, it kind of is. The Noelian axiom, it's like the foundation of their whole theory. It's like, imagine you're building a skyscraper, right? You wouldn't start with the penthouse. You'd need a strong foundation first. That's what the Noelian axiom is. It's the bedrock that this whole theory is built on.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but my brain needs a little scaffolding here. What exactly is this Noelian axiom and what makes it so special?
At its core, it's this mathematical expression. It looks like this. Now, before your eyes glaze over, let's break this down a bit. So C represents the speed of light.
Right, the universal speed limit. Got it.
Exactly. So B, that represents the negative speed of light, which in this theory means looking back in time toward the beginning of the universe. It's all about particle energy, like bursting forth. That's where they connect it to science.
Okay, particle energy from the past, that's our science piece. What about C then, the positive speed of light?
So that's where we get this bridge to the future. And this is where they bring in the concept of religion. They're talking about wave energy collapsing inward,
Yeah.
pulling everything towards some unknown future point.
Okay, so we've got the past, the future, particle energy, wave energy. But what about the here and now?
That's where that infinity symbol call comes in. This represents the present moment, the point where the negative and positive speeds of light collide, where the past and the future kind of intersect. They call this the realm of philosophy.
Whoa, okay. So it's like this equation, this Noelian axiom, it's like a roadmap to the entire universe, past, present, and future all wrapped up into one. That's a pretty ambitious claim.
It is. And this idea of singular infinity, it's a big deal in the Noelian universe. It challenges how we usually think about infinity.
Yeah.
It's not just, this endless expanse, but like a single all-encompassing entity.
Okay, this is already making my brain do backflips, but I have to ask, what's the point of mashing up science, religion, and philosophy like this? What are they trying to achieve?
They're suggesting that what if, and this is a big what if, but what if these disciplines, they don't exist in isolation? What if there's like a unified truth out there, a way to understand the universe that includes all these different perspectives?
I mean, I can get behind the idea of these different fields all, teaming up like some kind of intellectual Avengers, but let's get back to the how for a second. They mentioned this thing called modified Bohmian mechanics, which sounds honestly kind of intimidating.
It is complex, but stick with me here
Yeah.
because this is where things get really interesting. So Bohmian mechanics, in its original form, it offers a different way of looking at quantum mechanics, the way
Yeah.
particles behave at the smallest level.
Yeah. Okay.
So the Noelian theory, they take Bohmian mechanics and they throw in their own like unique twist. They merge it with their Noelian axiom to explain how their universe works.
So they're kind of taking this existing scientific concept and tweaking it to fit into their own big theory.
Exactly. They suggest that a guiding wave function governs the universe. Picture it like a conductor leading an orchestra. This wave function, it orchestrates this cosmic dance of particles and energy. And get this, they're saying that this wave function is directly influenced by, you guessed it, the principles in the Noelian axiom.
So hold on, is this guiding wave function calling all the shots? Is everything in this universe already determined then?
That's where it gets really interesting. It's not about complete determinism. Instead, they're talking about this dynamic interplay, control and chaos, kind of like battling it out. This guiding wave function, it's setting the stage but not dictating every single movement. Think of it like a cosmic dance floor. The music, the wave function, it sets the rhythm, but the dancers, the particles, they've got some freedom in their moves. It's this beautiful chaotic ballet constantly shaping and reshaping reality as we know it.
Okay, a cosmic dance floor. I like that analogy. But I gotta admit, when we start talking about things like quantum mechanics and wave functions, it all feels very abstract. You know, like, what does this actually mean for the universe as we experience it? How does it affect, like, a tree growing in the forest or me making a cup of coffee?
You know, that's a great question. And that's where we start to see this theory really break away from traditional physics. There's this thing called the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics.
Vaguely. It's been a while since my last physics class. Could you give me a quick, like, refresher?
Of course. Basically, the Copenhagen interpretation, it says that at the quantum level, reality is fuzzy, undefined. It's like the universe hasn't made up its mind about, well, anything until someone or something observes it. It's only then that a particle chooses a definite state, like a cosmic coin flip finally landing on heads or tails.
Right, like a cosmic choose your own adventure where our observations are determining the outcome.
Exactly. But here's the mind-blowing part, the Noelian universe. It completely rejects that idea. They're saying particles are as real as that cup of coffee you mentioned, whether we're looking at them or not.
So in their universe, there's no fuzzy, undefined reality. Everything is just solid and concrete, independent of observation.
In a way, yes. They're arguing that the universe, it doesn't need us to observe it into existence. It just exists with real, tangible particles making up, well, everything, from the largest galaxy to the smallest grain of sand.
Wow. So they're basically taking the Copenhagen interpretation, flipping it on its head and saying, nope, reality is real.
Precisely. They're proposing a universe that's much more defined, much more, well, real. And this has big implications for how we understand everything, from the Big Bang to even the very nature of consciousness itself. But I think that's a good place to pause for now. We've covered a lot of ground, from their wild axiom to their reimagining of Bohmian mechanics. And believe me, we're just scratching the surface.
My head is already spinning, but in a good way. I have a feeling this Noelian universe has a lot more to reveal. We've still got so much more to explore, right? Okay, so last time we left off with our minds like totally blown by this Noelian universe, this reality where particles exist, whether we're watching or not, all like orchestrated by this cosmic conductor they call the guiding wave function. But there was the other mind-blowing thing you mentioned, their equation.
Ah, yes, their equation. That's where they really try to like bring all the intellectual heavy hitters together. Lynch, Einstein, Newton, even Socrates gets thrown in there.
Okay, you've got to elaborate on that. How does their equation even begin to connect those dots? Those thinkers, they seem like worlds apart.
Remember how the Noelian axiom that talks about the negative and positive speeds of light representing the past and future? Well, their equation, it takes it a step further. It's arguing that the interplay between those opposing forces, that's what creates the present moment.
Okay, so like a cosmic tug of war. Particle energy pushing outward from the past, wave energy pulling inward from the future, and right there in the middle where they clash. That's where we get the now.
Exactly. And they suggest that this point of convergence, this cosmic balancing act, it's what gives rise to our whole experience of time flowing.
I think I'm starting to get it, but how does this connect to someone like Einstein? His work was all about relativity and gravity.
That's the really mind-bending part. They believe that even concepts like gravity, we can understand them through this lens of like a cosmic tug of war. Imagine the fabric of space-time itself. It's being warped, stretched by this interplay of particle and wave energy, that warping. They argue that that's what we experience as gravity.
Wait, hold on. Are they saying that gravity isn't a fundamental force, but like a consequence of this deeper, more fundamental interplay of energies?
That's exactly what they're proposing. It's a radical reimagining of one of the most, well, fundamental forces in the universe.
You know, for a theory that sounds so out there, they're not lacking in ambition. But let's bring it back down to Earth for a minute. What does any of this mean for, like, me? The average person who can barely comprehend the complexities of the universe.
And that's the beauty of it, right? You don't need a PhD in physics to get the core message. At its heart, the Noelian universe theory, it just encourages us to look at the world with a sense of wonder, a willingness to question, you know, what we think we know. It's about recognizing that our current understanding of the universe, it might just be one small piece of a much bigger, much more intricate puzzle.
So it's less about concrete answers and more about like shifting our perspective.
Exactly. It's about acknowledging that there might be so much more to the universe than we can currently perceive or even comprehend. and embracing that mystery. It's about looking up at the night sky and feeling that sense of awe, of wonder, knowing we're part of something so much grander than we can imagine.
I can definitely get behind that. But okay, let's circle back to this idea of a singular infinity for a second, because honestly, that concept still kind of makes my brain hurt. It's like trying to picture the universe before the Big Bang. Impossible.
You're telling me it's a difficult concept. Our brains aren't really wired for it. But the Noellian theory, it asks us to at least try to wrap our heads around this idea. This idea that everything, every galaxy, every star, every atom, even every thought we have, it's all ultimately part of this single unified dot infinite dot entity.
So it's not just about an infinite amount of stuff, but an infinity that like encompasses absolutely everything.
Exactly. And within that singular infinity, there's this constant dance between order and chaos, between the predictable and the unpredictable. Even the laws of physics, as WE understand them, they might just be expressions of this deeper, more fundamental interplay of forces.
Okay, so if the laws of physics, as we know them, are just one expression of this cosmic dance, are they saying there could be other, like, rule books out there? Other ways the universe could function that we haven't even begun to imagine?
It's a tantalizing possibility, isn't it? And that's where the Noellian universe theory really starts to push the boundaries of what we thought we knew. Now, they're not saying our current understanding of physics is wrong, just maybe dot incomplete.
Incomplete. So, like, there are whole chapters of the universe's instruction manual that we just haven't discovered yet.
You got it. They believe that by exploring concepts like the Noellian axiom and modified Bohmian mechanics, we might just be able to glimpse those missing chapters, unlocking even deeper truths about the cosmos.
It's like they're saying the universe is even weirder and more wonderful than you ever imagined, and we're just getting started.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It's an invitation to embrace the unknown, to question our assumptions, and to approach the universe with a sense of curiosity and wonder. But I think we're ready to move on to the final and perhaps most intriguing aspect of this theory, its implications for consciousness.
You read my mind. That's exactly what I was hoping we'd delve into next. So we've been on this, like, whirlwind tour of the Noellian universe, this reality where particles, they don't need us to, like, observe them into being, and gravity is this cosmic dance between energies. But the thing that's really stuck with me is this whole idea of a singular infinity and what it might mean for something as, well, mysterious as consciousness.
It's a question that's, you know, it's captivated philosophers and scientists for, like, forever. Yeah. What is consciousness? And how does it fit into, well, everything? The Noellian universe theory, it doesn't have all the answers, but it offers a perspective that's, well, pretty intriguing and potentially paradigm shifting even.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued. Break it down for me. How does this theory connect consciousness to, like, everything else we've been talking about?
Right, so remember how the Noellian universe says that everything is ultimately part of this single unified entity, this singular infinity?
Yeah.
Well, they're arguing that consciousness itself might actually be woven into the very fabric of this interconnected reality.
Okay, so we're not just talking about my mind being connected to your mind, but to, like, everything in the universe.
Yeah.
To trees, to stars, to, I don't know, rocks. That's a pretty big leap.
It is a big leap, and it challenges how we usually think about, well, both consciousness and the universe itself. But imagine for a second that consciousness isn't something that's just, like, confined to our brains, but a fundamental property of the universe, just like energy or matter.
So it's like the universe itself is dot conscious in some way.
That's one way to interpret it. Though, to be clear, the theory doesn't, like, explicitly come out and say that. It's more that it suggests the line between, you know, the observer and the observed, the physical and the mental, might be a lot more dot blurry than we tend to think.
You know, it's funny because when you start talking about consciousness being, like, part of the universe itself, it makes those abstract concepts we discuss, like the guiding wave function, they feel kind of less intimidating, you know, and a lot more, well, personal.
Exactly. It's like the universe itself becomes more relatable, more understandable when we consider that, hey, maybe consciousness is a part of what it's made of.
I'm really trying to wrap my head around this idea because it really challenges, like, everything I thought I knew about, well, reality. It's exciting, but honestly, a little terrifying, too.
I get it. It's a huge shift in perspective, to say the least. But at the end of the day, the Noellian universe theory, it's really encouraging us to embrace those big questions, those mysteries that we might never fully solve.
Okay, so they're presenting this, like, mind-blowing theory that changes how we think about, well, everything, the nature of reality, the role of consciousness. But there has to be a way to, like, test these ideas, right? It can't all just be, you know, philosophical speculation.
Oh, absolutely. As fun as philosophical exploration can be, the real test of any good scientific theory is whether it can make testable predictions. And the proponents of the Noelian universe theory, they're not shying away from that challenge. In fact, they've actually proposed a bunch of ways to experimentally verify their claims.
Okay, now we're talking. Give me some examples. What kind of experiments could, like, prove or disprove their theory?
One area they point to is the study of quantum entanglement.
Okay.
Now, quantum entanglement is this really weird phenomenon where two particles, they get linked together, even if they're like light years apart. And measuring the state of one particle, it instantly affects the state of the other. It's like they're communicating faster than the speed of light, which, according to Einstein, should be impossible.
Right. I've heard about that, but it always seemed more like, I don't know, science fiction than actual science.
I know, right? It's wild. But the Noelian universe theory, it suggests that this seemingly impossible connection, it might hold clues to the interconnected nature of reality. They believe that by studying these entangled particles, we might be able to glimpse this singular infinity that they think underpins everything.
So they're saying that these tiny particles, they could hold the key to understanding, like, the entire universe. That's a bold claim.
It is. But that's what makes this theory so interesting. It's not just a philosophical thought experiment, you know. It's pushing the boundaries of what we can investigate scientifically, suggesting whole new avenues for exploration and discovery.
It's like they're handing us this cosmic treasure map, daring us to follow the clues and see where they lead.
Exactly. And who knows? Maybe, just maybe, by following those clues, we'll uncover truths about the universe that are even more profound and awe-inspiring than we ever imagined.
This has been, well, incredible, to say the least. We've gone from, like, questioning the very nature of reality to exploring how consciousness might be connected to, well, everything. It's a lot to process. I have a feeling I'll be thinking about all this for quite a while.
I think that's the sign of a truly thought-provoking theory, isn't it? It stays with you.
Absolutely. So to everyone listening out there, we want to know what you think. What do you make of the Noelian universe theory? Does it resonate with you? Or is it just too out there? Let us know your thoughts. And until next time, keep those minds open and those imaginations, well, keep them firing.